another Redskins game coming up this weekend. The Cardinals are coming to town to be at the Redskins this Sunday. And covering the whole thing, the voice of the Washington Redskins, Larry Michael. He joins us now. As always, Larry, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Nice to have you. We're doing excellent. I want to start off with kind of a follow-on question to something we talked about with Trevor Mattis earlier this week. He speculated that, you know, we could find out about the future of Kirk Cousins kind of based on what offensive linemen actually play this weekend. And what I mean by that is that Trent Williams is due to get a knee surgery at some point. And the earlier the Redskins actually move to putting him into a knee surgery, it suggests that they don't need him in front of Kirk Cousins protecting him because they're not sure if Kirk Cousins will actually come back next season. What do you make of all of this? Is Trent Williams playing this weekend?
First of all, I mean, I love Trevor Mattis. He's a good friend of mine.
Yeah.
I don't buy that logic. I just don't buy it at all.
Okay.
If that's the case, they could have done it last week. They could have done it the week before. Trent Williams wants to play. And in this instance, they're going up against a team that has the number one sacker in the league this year, Chandler Jones. So just the way Morgan Moses has gutted it out this year and Trent Williams has gutted it out this year, I don't see them shutting them down. We've heard several times the question asked. Those guys are going to be shut down if they're not able to play. And if their injury is such, I mean, that they're not going to be able to play. So right now, I know Trent hasn't practiced this week. This has been the norm over the last few weeks. He hasn't practiced. Try to let that knee calm down a little bit. And then he's played. I would be surprised if he didn't play. I think we would have heard by now that he wasn't going to play. I think with three games left, I think they would have put him on injured reserve if he did not or was not able to play.
Right.
So
yeah.
I don't agree with that, and I think you know, all this conjecture about Kirk Cousins will be taken care of during the offseason. He is, I guess you'd say, the Redskins do have options to be able to retain his services.
Right. Yeah.
So I think we're going to find out after the season's over, but I think. I'm thinking Trent's going to play on Sunday.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of eyes on all of that, especially in the offseason. Let's talk about the Cardinals then, because the Cardinals are coming to town, and the Redskins have a chance here to play upset and to stop the Cardinals from having a playoff position here. What do you make of this matchup?
Well, you know, I mean, you got two teams that, you know, are in similar records. The Cardinals are 6-7, so they're a little bit better in the record department than the Redskins, but they've lost two of their offensive linemen, their left tackle and their right guard. Left tackle's out for the year. Their right guard has not practiced all week. So Blaine Gabbert's their quarterback. He came in 4 weeks ago, and he's 2-2 as a starter. They've got Larry Fitzgerald. He was outstanding. Adrian Peterson, their running back, isn't going to play because he's had a neck injury. He hasn't practiced this week. But their defense is their strong suit. So it looks like a really close matchup again. I mean, it looks like one of these games that could go either way. Redskins want to find a way to win. It's not fun when you don't win, and I think they've got feeling here that they could maybe finish the season at 500 and still salvage that much, despite, you know, obviously everybody wants to go to the playoffs and win the Super Bowl, especially the Redskins. So,
definitely.
Season hasn't turned out the way they wanted it to, but there's a lot of pride in that Redskins locker room, and I think that against this specific team, traveling east on what's supposed to be, you know, it's not going to be exactly a 80-degree sunny day, I think it's going to favor the Redskins.
Real quickly, does Kirk Cousins get the protection he needs this week?
Yes, and he's been using his legs to buy time and buy protection. So, yeah, the Redskins' offensive line has been battered. But you know what? You've got some things to look forward to here in this ball game. You got two games left at home. You can hear all the games on WMAL. We've had a great year on the radio station this year, our first year back. And we urge everyone to listen. 1 o'clock, 12 o'clock with a pregame show this Sunday.
Yeah, it's been great, and it's been a tremendous amount of fun this season. The Redskins, I mean, they are incredibly fun to watch and to listen to. I gotta say that they've been an explosive team, and no matter what you think of this record this season, they've looked really good at times that make the entire experience worth it. The entertainment experience has just been phenomenal, and that's the least you could ask.
It's been a fun year. It's been a fun year, Vincent, with you guys, too. But it's just, you know, it's a shame that you know all these injuries piled up and the team hasn't performed the way they had expected in the early season, which they did look like a pretty good football team. But that's
right
in the NFL. You still got to play these games. 3 to go.
Yes, it is. All right, we'll talk to you next week, Larry Michael. Thank you, sir. 752 here on WMAL.